Now, just come. It's all free seating. Sit with somebody who looks nice. Just find a place. Don't move the chairs. They've been placed there by the Lord. They are exactly where he wants them. Please come through. And just a little preamble before we get going with the pass the parcel. We're not going to be doing that. A couple of things. Just a reminder, it would be wonderful if everybody in this room, if possible, on a Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning for 30 minutes, comes onto Zoom where we pray for half an hour for everything connected to missions, whether that be missionaries, global partners, and often we have those missionaries and global partners coming on, giving their prayer requests. Now, how do we get onto that Zoom is quite easy. You go to the mission stand and talk to Tim or any of the staff, and they'll give you the important code to have. And that's every single Tuesday. So it'll be wonderful if after this ELS, you know, we get 20, 30 more people joining that prayer, because we are seeing wonderful answers from around the world. So thank you for supporting the seminars. We've had two wonderful mornings together here, and we thank God for what he is doing. In this room right now, around the circles, are wonderful people, not only yourselves, but there are missionaries. That whoop came from a missionary who has so much confidence. It's just it's a joy. And we also will have, if they're not in bed asleep, Elam Global leaders, national leaders. So I'm going to ask the missionary, so you can just see who's in your circle. And also we might need to say, oh, there's too many missionaries over there. We're going to send them over there, you know. So, and then we'll explain what we're going to do. So can you stand, if you're a missionary, or you are an Elam Global leader, just stand in. Yay, let's give them a round of applause. And Tim, who's got the gift of organization, will just look at this and say, right, we need to do some swapping over. There's some groups who are sad because they've got no missionary. Oh, see, missionaries are so easy to move. They're just moving people. Lovely. I'm waiting for a thumbs up sign from Tim. So we have some lovely badges, so that should help with our missionaries who forget their name. And great. Tim, well, we're still doing it. We're okay. One more minute. We're just making sure the groups have got the right amount of missionaries and global leaders. You can come here. This is a nice group here. These people are nice. You come here. Tim, good. Excellent. All right, so now that you've located in your group missionaries and global leaders, you can sit down. And what we're going to do now is, you may want to do this in a moment, just bring your chairs in a little bit tighter, because, you know, just so they can hear one another. It will get noisy in here. So please, missionary, global leader, please lift up your voice when you are answering the questions. Now, Julie, we have got the questions that are going to come. Are you going to bring them to the groups now? Great. They're going to be delivered to the groups. Once they've been delivered, you've got 10 minutes You've got 10 minutes to start to answer, choose a question and begin to answer it as a missionary or a global leader. And then after 10, 15 minutes, we're going to get people to move around so that you'll hear from other people, okay? So that's the plan. And also, can I have your attention, please? You will get a photographer. He's highly professional. His name is Jack, and he's going to be taking pictures. If you don't want your picture taken because you realized you didn't brush your hair or for whatever reason, just let Jack know, and he'll make sure that he doesn't photograph you, okay? But he will be coming around, so please look attentive, all right? Hallelujah. Okay, so the questions are coming around. Maybe just move your chairs in a little bit so that you can hear one another would be nice. And once you've got your questions, missionaries, global leaders, begin. Begin, okay? Let's begin. Yes, I'm here. Yeah, yeah. So choose any question, answer it. You've got about 10 minutes. Do as many questions as you can. And then we're going to move these people around so they'll get other missionaries, okay? Okay, whoa, that was amazing, wasn't it? So, I hope you were challenged by that. And I don't know which questions were asked, whether it was the first question, the second question, whether you got through the whole list, I don't know. This is going to be a little bit chaotic, but that's okay. Missionaries, global leaders, stay where you are. No. Julie's got it sorted out. Oh, that's easier. She remembers how bad it was when I was the IMD. Thank you. No, it's good. I should have thought about that myself. The missionaries and the global leaders will move. You stay where you are. So, missionaries, global leaders, just move. Just go around, you know, just go around, move round, go around in a circle. go around in a circle. No, you don't have to stay with the same missionary. You don't have to. Just move anywhere. Okay. Yes? Just move round. Please, come in here. Just bring another chair in. Oh, it's here. Brilliant. Okay, we're all good? Okay, let's go again. Choose some different questions, perhaps. Okay, Tim, question list here. We have questions coming here. Okay. This is going really, really, really well. So what we're going to do now, we're going to move.
2 minutes. That's how well it's going.
There's revival breaking out up there. There's revival. I'll give you 1 minute to finish your conversation. Okay, 1 minute. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, so can we do the same thing again? But can you move this time? Can you move clockwise? Okay, clockwise. It will be helpful. So clockwise is that way. This way. Clockwise, No, no, not South America clock. Clockwise. British clock. Oh, go over. Swapsies. Okay. As long as you find a group you've not been in. Okay. Hold on, we are going to get somebody. Anybody feeling cold? Oh, right. All right. Anybody? We need more missionaries, you see. This is the problem. Maybe, yeah. Tim. We got Sue. Oh, you got, okay, fine. We're all right. Oh, we need one here. Oh, come on. Okay. Jack, questions here in this group here. Thank you. Lovely.
Okay, 2 minute warning. 2 minute warning. We'll give you a countdown this time. Right, okay. If you can get up and move around, unless you've already been in that group, which is really confusing, find another one. Oh, is that the end? That's actually the end. Sit down then. All right, okay. I'm getting you to move. Just thank you. I know. Amateur. Thank you so much to everyone. There's a couple of things which I'd really like you to take away from here. One, missionaries are human. Our partners are human. And are going through a lot of the same stresses and strains that you are going through. We have a Tuesday morning prayer meeting, as Paula said. It's 7 o'clock, which for some of you will be going, that's really late, and others will be going, that's really early. But we would love to have you along. You can come on, it's on Zoom. Some people like to leave their cameras switched off. Some people wish some of us would leave our cameras switched off. But it would be great to have you along. Come and talk to us about that. If you are in ministry, if you're a minister or a missionary, we will just check those details out. If you're not, please excuse us. We take references because in their meetings, we take the opportunity for you to get to know some situations which ordinarily we can't tell about. But also every Friday, we have a bulletin that goes out to thousands of people, goes out to churches, where we just highlight a couple of things that are happening around the world. Why don't you come to our stand and sign up for that? But also, maybe you could consider some of the stories that you've heard, how they connect with your church, the culture you're in, the people who you're leading. And you could think of how they connect with your church. So not just you join our prayer meetings, but how about having people join your prayer meetings? Technology is wonderful these days. During COVID, remember that time? All a bit strange. But we moved our prayer meetings online. And during that time, it wasn't easy for me as a leader to just say, such and such, can you come and join us at 7 o'clock for half an hour? And they would just tell stories. And when I left my last church, a number of people came from the church and said, thank you, because before then, we felt that the church had missionaries. But now we feel we've got missionaries because they had relationships. It was a two-way conversation. Invite them in. They will absolutely love to make time for that, I'm sure. Lastly, around finance. Sorry, it's got to come into it, but how about considering if your church doesn't support an ELA missionary, doesn't support one of our global partners, some of our projects, that you get involved in the big things that ELIM is doing. A couple of ways you can do that is support our missionaries directly, but if you as an individual want to do it, then we have this thing called Pound by Pound, a pound a week. There's a sales spiel. Pound a week. It's for some of you, particularly as you get closer to London, that won't get you coffee a month. But it helps support the work of missionaries and works that are going on around the globe. And that really helps in what is going on in our vision for what's happening around the world. If you sign up at a conference, there's always got to be a little bit of a thing, then we will give you free the axe and the tree. June the 23rd, we have Mission Sunday, where we recognize our missionaries which were martyred in the Vumba. And we tell the story of what happened then, but also what's happening now and what God is doing currently. And we honor our missionaries and partners. Could you consider your church being part of that? But it would be great for you to have the book and read the story. This is just an amazing story of God's grace in an absolutely atrocious situation. So we'll give you one of them. If you already support us with Pound by Pound, come and see us on the stand because we've got all your names on the list. And we want to honor you. And we will give you one of those books to take away, so long as you keep supporting us and don't cancel it straight away, okay? Can I ask our missionaries and partners to stand back up again? We just want to honour you and thank you for all you are doing, representing God in the nations. I wonder if in these last few moments, we could all just stand up and gather around them, lay hands on them, and just pray a blessing on them. Some of them are going back to just really, really tough situations, crises around the nations, all different things going on. Maybe you could just pray over them, God's blessing, God's provision, His grace, His mercy during this time. I'm gonna break in there. Thank you, everyone, for coming. I just want to thank you for honouring the guys who we serve and who serve the movement. You can stick around for conversations, but what I will say, if any of you have connected with someone and you want their newsletter, come to the stand and tell us, and we will make sure that the missionaries add you to their newsletter list. You can go and try and grab them now, but it might be easier to come and see us at the missioners stand. Thank you, everyone, for coming today. Really appreciate it. Have a really good day.